This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster of My Podcast.
And this is some more miscellaneous dragons.
Yeah, Dragon Fest will never end,
nope.
Motherfuckers.
Oh.
I hope you guys like it because we got a ways to go.
Mercury, Mist, Shadow.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah. Guess what? We're halfway done. Good night. But I like these guys.
Oh, these guys are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys, the Mercury Dragon, they're very whimsical.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They're very whimsical, unpredictable. But they just seem like, and they're loners, but they just seem like they're real fun. Mm-hmm. Like, specifically because the book says that they're freewheeling and fun loving and generally irresponsible.
And that is, you know, like, that's not everything. That's their mating behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
They're not here for a romp. They're just here to have a good time.
Yeah. It's mating behavior. So they get into, like, playing chicken.
Yeah.
You know, situations.
A lot of good hearted tickling, I think.
Yeah. Jump the gorge. No, they're irresponsible. Like, it is not just being goofy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're like, you know, I'm going to put out the last 15 numbers of my credit card number on the internet. You know, like, and if somebody can guess the little code on the back, good luck to them.
Yeah, I mean, and that doesn't take too long. I mean, they're going to lock you out every once in a while, but you're fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
But these guys are also wild cards.
Right. Yes, yeah. they are chaotic good, though. They I don't know why they exist.
I don't know. Other than just, like, it's another metal, I guess. They also, they're the only one so far that breathes light.
Yes.
Which I love. Like, them opening their mouth and just, whoa. Like, what is that old sci-fi thing?
I just saw that in The World Ends. I just rewatched that. Like, they do that there.
Yeah. I know it happens then, but I think it's a reference in that to an older sci-fi thing. But I don't know what it is, where they open their mouth and, like, light just beams out. That's pretty rad.
Yeah. But with these guys, this is actually the first reference to anybody possibly eating a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know why you would do that, because specifically with these guys, even though they don't have any venom attacks, their flesh is highly poisonous. Which, again, they're just looking at the element saying, ah, fuck it. Mercury's poisonous, right?
Yeah, Mercury's poisonous. These guys may as well be.
Tick this box.
I don't know which of the dragons so far I would want to eat the most.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what they eat. Maybe that grass-fed one.
Oh, yeah, the green one?
Yeah. That might be good eating.
The pickled one, I think you'd keep
for a while. Sure. It's like self-pickling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He pickled himself like Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah. Yeah. The moving on to the Mist Dragon, aka Cloud Dragon 2.
Yep. Oh, would you believe me if I said he was solitary and philosophical, but strangely enough, not one of the smarter dragons.
No, I like a philosophical dragon that's, like, kind of smart. which that's a very relatable archetype.
Have you considered that we, our solar system might be an atom?
You know what another word for mist is, right? Vapor.
Yep.
He's the vape dragon.
Please, somebody go into YouTube, and that somebody is going to be me. I'm just going to type in the word vape dragon and see what comes up.
Oh, I guarantee something.
Oh, yeah. One second here. Okay. Vape dragon. Vaping tricks, the dragon.
Oh no.
Yep.
Hey vapors.
Oh. please don't address the audience as hey vapors.
Oh man. Yeah. This guy, not only does he vape, like, clearly by his personality, but he turns into vape.
Oh yeah.
Like, you could vape him.
Yeah, he's like Alucard.
Well, I never even thought about that. Like, what a weird hook that, and I've never thought about even just breathing, but let alone vaping. Uh-huh. But, like, all these monsters that could turn to mist, like, if you wanted to vape these dudes, you could.
Yeah.
If you were Strahd, you'd be like, okay, get a bunch of mist dragons, get them very stoned, have them turn to mist, which I will then vape to get high.
Yeah, no, we're laundering it. I'm not technically smoking the weed.
I'm not technically smoking a dragon.
Yeah, no, it's like meat laundering, you know, like we have with the bears, except with vape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get the shadow dragon, who is also pretty boring. Like, I like the idea of a shadow dragon. They just need to give him personality.
Right.
Which they did not.
And anytime your character's hook is, I don't know, maybe it's like between two planes or something.
Yeah.
that immediately is like, No, I'm probably not going to actually like consider using that, and it would be really irritating to fight.
It's so weird that Planescape is so cool, but whenever planes intrude on vanilla D&D, it sucks so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like Planescape is about it, you know, so they can, I guess, so they can pay kind of proper attention to it.
Right.
And they actually treat the things like alien things. Like,
yeah.
There's no reason why there couldn't just be a shadow dragon that lives in the real world. Like, tons of things can manipulate shadows.
Yeah. I mean, just it's crawling around in the upside down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Sundial dragon.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be fine. However, like, once it just becomes an emissary from this other world,
yeah,
it's just not alien enough for me.
No, like it needs to be like out of place and out of time. Like the cool thing to me about Planescape is that like oftentimes when you go to one of these places, you are very much an outsider, you know?
Yeah.
And like anything and vice versa, it's the same.
This guy's gonna fucking come to my house. I'm just gonna Gran Torino him.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.